Welcome to another Carlo and Lave Sports Show. I'm Robert Laidlaw.
And I'm Sean Carlin. Today we have a great guest. We're going to be talking about the history of Central District's basketball club, and we have a legend of the club. This gentleman here, Dave Banwell, is our current Premier League women's coach. He's been involved with the club since day one. He, in fact, I've got to tell you this, and he probably won't say it, he is a member of the only Premiership winning team in Central's history.
He's more than that, mate. He's a captain.
The captain.
Yeah.
So, Dave Banwell, welcome.
Oh, thanks, Sean.
Now, just quickly, Dave, I remember playing against you when you were a kid down at Salisbury.
Yes, well, yeah, been around a little while, but Salisbury Youth Centre, back then it was, St. J's, had just been knocked over.
Yes, I know.
So it's not real flashy.
Are they going to replace it? Or they...
No, they're not going to replace it, right here.
So getting on to Central Districts, how did Central Districts start as a club and when?
Well, there's a bloke called Arden Hare. He was an American out here. He used to teach at the Gawler High School.
Mm-hmm.
He's got a group of blokes together at the Gawler South Football Club.
Yeah.
Ziggy Danzas and Gary Danzas, that's his son. They were in the team and they used to get together on Wednesday night, I think it was, or a Monday night, down at Salisbury. And just had a bit of a shoot around, and then Arden took over, and he got all the kids at school, and he started off a kids program down at Salisbury. So that's how.
There used to be a couple of teams from Gawler that played at Salisbury, the Gawler Gunners and the Gazelles. What happened to those clubs?
They merged with us in the end, but... Yeah, they all merged with us, so we're all one big happy family in the northern area.
So my understanding is the Lions comes from the liquid Gawler South
Football Club.
And so that's something I didn't know until I read our history. I'm obviously around now, but I haven't been around forever, so that's why it's great to have you here today. And so joining, when we went from like playing in like those local clubs to becoming Central Districts, tell us about that. Can you remember much about that process at the time?
Yeah. So back then, we were playing in class as a country team, and we could play in the Division 2 competition back then. And so what we had to do to play in the district competition, we had to beat the bottom team, which was Norwood back then. So we beat Norwood, and we replaced them in the district competition.
So the old promotion... relegation concept.
Exactly.
And then we became then the 10th.
The 10th.
Registered district club with what was at the time BASA.
That's it.
Which is now Basketball SA, and we've kept that ever since.
Yeah, that's right. So it's hard to get in. It's hard to get out as well.
Well, we were the last club.
That's right.
We become a member, a member of the 10 district club, so it still exists today.
Yep.
And just to tell us a little bit about 1984-1985 when you won the premiership, how did that come about?
A lot of luck. No, we had a couple of Americans back then called Dan Clawson, and who still lives in South Australia, and another bloke called Steve Brecky, who won the medal for the association that year.
The Willacott medal.
The Willacott medal, that's right. And they were two good Americans, but... you also needed another 8 Australians to pass in the ball, so we just make them look good, I reckon. So,
so how did they come up? I mean, I know Dan is still lives out this way, like he's still part of the Gawler community.
Yep.
He's been part of the club like yourself, and obviously his sons have played there, and you know, Chris is now over in Perth. So how did that come about, that we get two quality Americans? Because was that normal at the time? Were other clubs doing it?
Yeah, Al Green, who's still... played in for North back then, and another bloke called Mark Molitor, whose son is still playing for West. He's just retired, really. He's gone to football. But it was just like they do nowadays, sell themselves on the internet.
Did they have internet back in 84?
Well, no, I don't think so, no.
But it was more phone calls, wasn't it?
More phone calls.
Carry a pigeon.
Yeah.
No, I'm not going back to your days, Sean. Sure.
So, yeah, we were just lucky to get two quality Americans, and we made them look good.
And what was the feeling like to actually win the flag? I mean, obviously, North teams, Central District type teams, Gawler teams, Elizabeth teams, have always been divided. But when they do win, it's really sweet, isn't it?
Oh, it is, yeah. I mean, we partied for a week, and we hired minibuses, and we all took the week off, and there was only two of us that actually had homes, and that was Chris Lucas, who coaches the Adelaide Lightning at the moment, and myself. And our homes have never been the same since. So, yeah, it was very good, let me tell you. So.
And from then on, so how did we develop from that point on? I mean, I know that's, it's not, I mean, it is a highlight for us as a club, and unfortunately we haven't had success since, which obviously we keep chasing. But so what's your recollection memories of, say, the 10 years after that from a club perspective?
It was fairly tough, I mean, because people move on. Our two Americans went and played in the NBL. So Dan actually went to Perth, played in Perth, and Steve went to St Kilda. So they poached. And so then we had to get another couple of Americans. But and the boys will be boys, and they move on. So, but I mean, and mind you, they're all Central's juniors as well. So nowadays, they don't stick around. They look for bigger and better things. So I think it's more of a loyalty thing. I mean, I don't think there's too much loyalty around anymore. So that's just the way I see it.
We certainly have a lot of our, we've had a lot of our boys, and we encourage them to obviously go to the next level and obviously head off to, a lot of our boys have headed off to American college system. We've had a couple of girls go again, so we sort of pride ourselves now as Centrals of trying to get those kids to that level where they can go on. But of course, that does create that sort of that hole for us in our seniors, where our talented players are now playing overseas, so to speak. And then hopefully we can get them back and we can keep them and get that little bit more of success. But what are some of the other characters from our club over the time and key people? I can think of the Mansfield family, for example, who, again, I looked at and I know them myself, but I see they've always been involved, and not now, but over, and the sort of key people over the years that have been key people in keeping Centrals running. I know you're great with names.
Key people. I mean, we've had such a lot of people go, a lot of keen people go through the club, like Mary Lamont. She was the president at one stage. Boyfriend was I can't think of his name, and I've only seen him the other week as well. So it's just been such a lot of people go through the club. So
that's like a lot of clubs, so it is. But for longevity, I mean, you had a guy, Mark Asher, played over 300 games, and you played over 300 as well, and captained the club for 15 years.
Oh yeah, yeah. Yeah, I'd like to talk about myself, but Mark Asher, he was around as well. So, he actually got a gig with the Sixers, yeah, as a development player. Jamie Madigan, who actually came over with his father, and his father actually coached us, and he actually coached the Australian women's team. And he said, I should have coached men years ago, he reckons. But, I mean, he was a huge help, Jim Madigan. And like Jamie Madigan's still around, he coaches the Mildura Mavs, the Mildura course. So, I mean, that, I've seen a lot of people go through the clubs, a lot of Americans, but...
Well, where's the club situated right now? What's the short-term future?
Short-term future is, for the women, is to win at least half of my games. So I have just... imported, we've just got two American imports, and another girl from the army has just come across, and she'll be a huge help. I still have my regular five or six girls that have been with the club, so they're the biggest. They're the biggest. They're still around, and when the times got tough, so they're still out tonight training. So, but for the men, I think the men, they've got a young team again by the looks of things, so I think they should do all right. But I mean,
And there is a Ricky Simpson, who again is historically has been part of our club for a long time. He was a men's coach for a long period of time, and then Scott Whitmore took over from him. And so Ricky's back now as our men's coach, and he's got a 3-year contract. So he knows he's got a young team, and he's got a couple of imports in there again. And so that's a building process. But again, it's good to have, you know, I think having like Dave, who's, you know, been an icon in our club and still around. I know he doesn't like us saying good things about him, but we know it's all true. He doesn't say that stuff about himself. By having Ricky there again, who's, I look sometimes, he's like the godfather of the club, you know, especially he's been involved with our juniors for a long time, which we've had a lot of success. Like last year, I mean, I was just looking through some results on the weekend, for example, back in 2008. And I looked at all the winners of the premierships. Now, you didn't see any Central's names, but now when you're looking at juniors, like last year, we were the state boys championship team. Like, at the state champs, we were the best performing club. Our girls are still a bit lean, and we're working hard with that, but we produced last year, again, a number of girls who were in state country and state metro, and going to the NITP program. So our junior stuff is really starting to work, and our senior stuff is it's a work in progress, but having guys who have been part of our club for a long time and having that connection, you know, again, historically, you think back in, it wasn't that long ago that we almost went under, like, because we were struggling financially, and like people like Dale Martin, who was the president at the time, you know, people like Dave and Ricky and these other people, I mean, remember Ricky giving up part of his coach's pay, you know, so we could get money into the club and keep going. And that was a bit of a dark time. That was when I sort of first got involved as my kids playing. And so you think, well, wow, this is... And from then, like, to think we started back in the early 80s, we sort of almost went to the point, to the brink, and now we're coming back. And I think nothing to do with leadership, but to do with lots of good people in the club who are working really hard to get us to that next level again.
And just to finish off, Dave, what are your two or three best memories about playing for Central Districts?
Oh, well, the premiership. And I suppose all the blokes that I've met along the way, and I still see an awful lot of them now. We actually get together every 5 years and have a real great party. And I think
nothing like local reunions.
That's right, the old reunion. Yeah, and we had an awful lot of people come along to the reunions. With now they've all got families and kids. So, but that's I reckon the mateship really. I mean, it's like I said, I
see them all.
I think that's it. Sport in a nutshell, mate. Thank you very much, Dave. This is the Carlin Day Sports Show. I'm Robert Laidlaw.
And I'm still Sean Carlin.